many years. I think we're looking into it a little bit more now. It's fascinating from the perspective of human nature, Mussar. It's very hard to understand the stories in the Torah, especially in early part of the Torah in Bereishis. We're not even going to try to talk about Eitz Hadas. But just what comes afterwards, the Maisa of Cain and Hevel, and how it all began. The Torah tells us that Cain and Hevel were brothers. Cain had one profession, he was an Obed Adama. Hevel was a Roitzon. Okay. After a certain amount of time, he came to Yamim. So Cain initiates to bring a karban, mincha l'Hashem. Vayaveh Cain mipri ha'adama mincha l'Hashem. That's one pasuk. Next pasuk, vehevel hevi gamhu mibuchoros sono mechalvehen. Hevel also brought, after Cain brought a karban, mipri ha'adama, Hevel brought mibuchoros sono, he was a roi tzon, he brought mibuchoros sono mechalvehen. Vayisha Hashem, Hashem turned al Hevel ve'el minchaso. Ve'el Kain ve'el minchaso lo sha'a. Vayichel Kain mo, ve'yipul panav, and this starts the process. Kain is depressed, and Hashem tries to encourage Kain to do better. And of course, we know what happens. Instead of taking the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes even further down to the point of Ritzicha. On the one hand, obviously, Cain recognized the profound idea of a carbon. Cain initiated it. And yet, Hashem did not accept the carbon of Cain. Why? It doesn't say exactly in the pasuk, but we can infer it. Chazal already noticed it. Rashi picks up on it. Vayaveh Cain mipri ha'adama mincha l'Hashem. Doesn't say it was the finest, it was the choicest. Mi peri ha'adama. Vehevel hevi gam hu mi b'choros tzono mechalvehen. The contrast is striking. Hevel also brought, notice the gam hu is also interesting, gam hu mi b'choros tzono, from his, the first of his sheep, umechalvehen, the fat, as opposed to Cain, which was more arbitrary. Rashi says, min ha-garua. So Hevel brought, in his carbon, brought something more mechubad, more appropriate as a carbon. And the question, of course, is, so what was Cain thinking? And Cain recognized that it's important to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, when he brought a carbon, he fell short. Why was that? It's also interesting, when the pasuk tells us how Cain's carbon was not accepted and Hevel's was, the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize, you might say, it's not just the carbon that was rejected, it was Cain himself, it was the Gavra. And the opposite by Hevel. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el minchaso. Ve'el Cain ve'el minchaso lo sha'a. So it was rejection, not just of the carbon, but it was somehow the whole approach of Cain, the attitude of Cain, was disqualified. And Hevel, it wasn't just the carbon that was accepted, it was also Hevel himself. And then Hashem tells Cain, Lama charalach, don't have to feel dejected. In Tativ, se'es is taken to mean either you'll be forgiven or you'll be raised up, your face will be raised up, you'll improve. But if you don't, the Yetzirah is waiting by the doorstep. And you can struggle with it, you can overcome him. Ultimately, of course, Cain ends up going the other direction. And then there's more to say, of course, as the parasha continues. But just to talk about this part of the story. The Sfarnu picks up on the double lashon, Hevel ve'el minchaso. Says the Sfarnu, Shahaya Hevel ha'makriv ratzui, u'minchaso gam kein ritzuya. It wasn't just the carbon, it was Hevel himself. On the other hand, when it comes to Cain, Vel Cain Vel Minchasa Lo Sha'a, says the Sfarno, Lo Sha'a El Cain HaMakriv Shahaya Bilti Ratzui V'gam Ken El Minchasa Shaisa Bilti Ru'uya. So again, there was the taina was not just on the carbon of Cain, it was on Cain himself. What do we make of this? I saw a number of interesting things. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz brings out an incredible idea about human nature in one of the sichas in the beginning of the Sefer, in the new print. It's the second shtickle on Bereishis. So he has the quote of the Ramban, Hevinu anashim sod gadol me'akabanos la'minachos. That is, that Cain and Hevel understood that karbanos are an amazing thing, very profound. And Cain apparently knew it even before Hevel. No one taught him, and he recognized that this is something to do. And yet, we see that Cain brought min hagarua, shebepri ha'adamah. So he asks of Chaim Shmulevitz, I mean, the whole world is there in front of him. He didn't need the fruit. What does he have to be stingy? What's the problem? So bring better. What's he going to do with all of it? It's going to rot anyway. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, you see here that a person is very complex. A person can be, on the one hand, very enlightened, brilliant, great hasagos, understand profound ideas, and at the same time, a person can have a dark side. And the two don't contradict. There's a reality of a person. He calls it Arva Choshech Amishtamish Be'erbuvia. Like he says in early part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, until Hashem separated in Or and Choshech, they were both Mishtamshim Be'erbuvia. One doesn't extinguish the other. And a person's life is full of contradictions. Mitzad Echad, a person is, again, can be holding a very great Madrega, and they understand what Karbanos are about. At the same time, there's this blind spot that he can't realize to bring something better. It's Chaim Shmulevitz, but Chora, even after this, but like there must have been some philosophy, something behind this, some ideology. Like even if there's going to be that kind of a dark side, but the dark side has to come from somewhere. Like what justified Cain's choice? But Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe, Yesh li tein tam al chet Cain. Why couldn't he bring the best? So he says the Gemara in Shavuos talks about the pasuk in Ezra, Nehemia, Shei Todos Gedolos, that when they were going around and returning to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kaddish, the city, the walls of the city, they had two large Todos. The Gemara says, Mi'ika Chashivusa Kamishmaya, what do you call it? Big Toda. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is the same. Echad Amab Vechad Amamit. What? Whatever you give is good. Fractosis, yeah, but Gemara says that you're supposed to bring from the best. When you bring a carbon, you're supposed to bring from the best. But Tosis says, but the Pasuk shouldn't have been glorifying it as saying, it's best, Toda, the big Toda. It's all a mitzvah. You do a Shem Shemaim, you do. So he says, Cain thought that since from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, there's no difference between fat or thin, good, not good. It's all the same. Hashem is everywhere. The whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And therefore, Cain wanted to make a statement saying, B'dafka, you don't need to bring the best. What matters is, you're giving a token mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I found something similar in the Sefer Samderach by Rav Simcha Zissel Broida of Chevron, in a maimer in the back of the Sefer in Parshas Bereishis. He goes into this in greater detail. He says, Cain felt that, again, the Gemara talks about Echad Amab, Echad Hamamit, Vat Shechav and Libor HaShemayim. So basically, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to really matter if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I give the best? You give the carbon, that's it. The carbon is what it is, and accomplishes what it accomplishes, and that's what it is. And he goes on to say that Cain's philosophy was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care about the details about how much we do and how much we bend ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway, and the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it almost takes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness to try to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu meddle with the details of where does it matter to give a better carbon and lesser carbon? It's a function of us, a human being. For us, you are more impressed. This is more. This is less. This looks more, appetizing. This looks more. It's a function of a human being's perception. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't really matter. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the same. So therefore, it almost reduces our Kadosh Baruch Hu to a human being to try to say, oh, he's more pleased with something better. That was Kain's idea. So to the contrary, better to bring min ha-garua than to bring from the best. I found an interesting thing. Kemat, in a different way, there's a sefer called Amar Hagon, which is the Svarnu's Talmud, wrote up Shiurim of his Rebbe, the Svarnu. You have a lot of overlap between what he has there and what you have in the Svarnu al-Torah, but you have things that are different. He says, Amar Hagon, Kain brought what he brought, because he's even though it wasn't the best, because he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashkiach B'Pratim. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, but he didn't think Hashem is Mashkiach B'Pratim. The details, a little bit like Rav Simcha Zissel Breide here. In other words, the details are what a human being thinks. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much bigger than that. But why was it a mistake? It's a mistake because the way that we look at something and how it affects us and how we work on ourselves is also what HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. And therefore, the fact that for a human being it does matter to do better and to do it in a way that looks more impressive, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all that into account. There is a famous Rambam, we talked about this when we did Hidra Mitzvah in Junzman, the end of the Surah Mizbeach, Hilchos Surah Mizbeach, the last halacha, Perek Zayin, at the end of the Perek, the Rambam talks about this parsha of Kain Vehevel. He says, everything is kosher l'menachos, and yet there's standards of what's the best and what's not as good. And he says, why? Sharotze liskos atzmo yachuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yado v'yavi karbono min hayofe v'hameshubach b'yose sheb'oso min sheyavi mimenu. Someone who wants to have more merit should bend his yetzer and give more generously from the best. Hari nemar b'torah, says the Rambam, v'hevel hevigamu mibecho eson mechelveyan v'yish Hashem hevel min chaso. Always bring the best, because, says the Rambam, that shows that you're bending your yetzer, you're disciplining yourself. And I think that's why the Torah Dafka speaks about, right after the story of Cain's not being accepted and his carbon not being accepted, Hashem encourages Cain to fight his yetzer hara. What's the shaychus? Why is it brought in over here? Halum teitiv se'eis, the Mgol se'a pesachat. What does yetzer hara have to do with anything? The answer is because, like the Rambam says, to give from the best is showing that you are going the extra mile. You are pushing yourself. You're fighting your yetzer because there is a human nature, even if everything is there anyway for you. But somehow you want to give better. Let's hold back, holding back. Like Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, dark side of a person. Kain could philosophize all he wanted, but meanwhile, there was a certain lack of working on himself. To the contrary. That's why Hashem says, fight your yetzer. If you go the extra mile for yourself and part with it, then I value that. Because Baruch Hu's Mashkiach and the Pratim, to the extent that we work on ourselves, and even again, even if the Etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. It's true. The philosophy is not totally wrong. If you don't have more, you give less, because Baruch Hu is happy. But if you can do more, and you can do better, and you can fight the Yetzer Hara, that's what the Torah demands, and that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. That's a Musa Haskel to take in life for ourselves as well. Not to be over-intellectual about it, but to recognize that every step that we take, and every chance that we could to become better people, Kadosh Baruch Hu values and appreciates it, should be able to take the opportunity to be able to work on ourselves and to continue to grow. Inshallah.